We often spend a great deal of time addressing the ingredients of an effective leader, defining leadership. I'd like to spend some time addressing the ingredients of an effective follower, a team member. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. Frankly, most of our interactions with groups are in the capacity of being a team member, not the leader. As I think about the characteristics of what makes an effective team member, I want to lead off with one that cares. A caring attitude, a commitment to the purpose of the group is critically important. John Wiefald, our university president for 23 years, would often quote a minister from Minnesota. The minister would divide the world into two specific groups, one group that cared and one group that did not. I'm putting my money on the men and women that care. I think that makes a great deal of difference in terms of effectiveness of any group, to surround yourself with individuals who genuinely care. Second ingredient of an effective team member is one that's always looking for ways to improve the group. I would use the illustration of finger pointing. When you raise your hand and point, three fingers are pointed back at you. I think effective followers keep their hands to themselves, that they're looking for ways to improve the group. What can they bring to the table? That they're not looking necessarily for the leader to provide the solutions, but they're looking for within themselves. That they're willing to crawl through broken glass to find a solution to a complex problem. Another ingredient of an effective follower is one that's not afraid to say, I don't know, but has the vulnerability not only to say, I don't know, but is willing to roll up their sleeves to find the answer to a question. That they're that committed to the overall purpose of the group. They have a sense of urgency. They understand that there's going to be timetables and expectations. It's critically important that they have that overall commitment to not only being present physically, but mentally, and that they respect one another, that they understand that there are going to be differences of opinion, and that's important that they recognize that the voices in the room should be heard, and effective followers respect those voices. And also they provide voices for those that have no voice. Sometimes the most effective groups are individuals that are listening to those that have no voice. And that's a critical part of any effective team member. Also, an effective team member has a sense of initiative. What I mean by that is that they're willing to be the first to raise their hand and say, hey, I'd like to take on that challenge. They're willing to take a risk, that they think big, that they put themselves in a position where they're responding to an environment that's supportive, that wants to be successful, that has a winning mentality. As we think about those characteristics of an effective follower, a sense of caring, initiative, a sense of responsibility to the group, a willingness to roll up their sleeves to make the group better, an overall intentionality of making sure that voices are heard. Those are not only ingredients of an effective follower, but along the way, if they choose, will be an effective and authentic leader as well.